And now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Huggy Lowdown.
Jay Anthony Brown.
What up?
And Thirsty's own Sherry Shepherd.
Huggy Lowdown.
I like that one.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it better.
That made me rub my leg a little bit, Jay.
Oh,
hey, y'all, it's more stars on today's show than last week's GOP convention.
Yeah, true.
Man, I wish the DNC was aired on BET because I'd have watched it about 28 times about now, y'all. And how cool was President Obama when he ad-libbed, "Don't boo, vote."
Okay.
He was like young Jeezy. I know he cracked the Liberty Bell somewhere after that speech. President Obama was like, "Let me tell you what's right with America." I know Donald Trump right now getting his hair done like The Weeknd to get the black votes, y'all. Hey, y'all, remember Chuck Woolery?
Yeah.
Who used to host Love Connection?
Two and two.
Well, I had to respond to one of his tweets last night.
What did he say?
And I never do that, Silver, but I had to. I was about to have a Twitter tantrum last night. Chuck Woolery tweeted, "As usual with Obama. First of all, it's President Obama. Put some respect on his name. Are you stupid or are you asinine, Chuck?" No, but Chuck Woolery tweeted out, "As usual with Obama, the bag of BS he says is just too big to carry. You just can't keep up." Oh, you know I had to tweet back. I said, "Get the Chuck out of here and get the wool out of your eyes." Did y'all know Chuck Woolery was married 4 times?
Wow.
What the hell is he doing hosting Love Connection? That's like Ed Hartwell being a marriage counselor, y'all. Johnny Manziel, a driver instructor. Donald Trump, a president. I used to like him as a host.
Yep.
But it makes sense. You can't spell host without the hoe. You can't tweet out something being too big to carry to a black man. Jay, it's too easy, isn't it? Hell, I grabbed my crotch reading that dumbass tweet. He's on my list with that other antiquated strumpet, Silver, Bill O'Reilly. And I got to put Tim Kaine on here for going over the Believe Me limit with his Trump impersonation. I didn't want to do it. Believe me, y'all. I didn't want to put him on. Hey, did y'all hear Warren Sapp got bit by a shark?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know y'all believe me?
Believe me.
That shark lucky Warren didn't chase his ass down the hallway. They said he was lobster fish. Every time he fishing for some tail, he get in trouble, right?
Yeah.
That's a good line there.
His new name is Sharknado, Jay.
Sharknado.
Oh, I can't wait till tomorrow. Sharknado.